Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 and 15 seconds after the hour of 7. I think I already said that. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. Linda's on assignment today, so if you have something you want to ask us, make sure that you give us a call at 605-4567. And of course, I'm always joined here in the morning by Bad Bob.
And good morning. Good traffic today, and not too bad so far, but it could get a little toasty later on.
Yeah, it's going to be 68. It's 68 right now. It should get up to about what today, Bob? It's 99. I think it's going up 99. From what I understand, actually, it's going to be the coolest day we're going to have for the rest of the week.
Right. We're looking for mid-90s by this afternoon, which is only in Reading would you say that's a cooling trend.
Well, yeah. 97 will be, it's like a, you know, almost feel like putting on a muffler around my neck because the rest of the week looks like it's going to go get up and be hotter again. Get up to the triple digits starting tomorrow. Anyway, you know, what a evening. Went to the city council meeting, and we're going to talk about that at about 7:35, what happened there. But as you, if they were discussing medical marijuana, and they were discussing taxing medical marijuana, and they were also talking about, for the police unions, about accepting an offer from the police unions. And if you were not there last night, and it would have been difficult for you to sit down because I have not seen this many policemen in one room in a while. Not since the last time they were after Bad Bob on his way in, but it was a passionate meeting, including statements from both the mayor and all the city council members, and the police officer, Reading Police Officers Association, the Reading Police Managers Association, and even a couple of the policemen and four or five of the citizens stood up and made comments. But we're going to be discussing that at 7:30. At 8 o'clock today, we have Shasta District Attorney Jerry Benito. We're going to be talking about a number of things that are going on in the district attorney shop. And also the new Family Justice Center, we're going to be talking about that. And other items that are going to concern us, including one that I saw in a blog from Mark Beecham that says that the Shasta County is targeted by prison gangs. And we're going to read the that came out of the Anderson Valley Post. And they're talking about Hispanic-based gangs. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with the DA. And then something else. We're going to talk about how do you really describe somebody that grows marijuana. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio. Join us after these messages.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there, Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that fires started from dirty gutters are responsible for many homes being destroyed each summer? Hi, this is Dino, Dino's Rain Gutters, reminding you that properly functioning gutters are critical to your home safety. That's right, dirty gutters are not just a wintertime nuisance. Well, Dino's Rain Gutters has a solution for you. Never clean your gutters again with Gutter Glove Gutter Guard, guaranteed to eliminate gutter debris and cleaning forever while protecting your home. Considering that almost 200,000 homeowners fall and are hurt each year using a ladder, and of those, 150 result in death, maybe it's time to implement a better solution for keeping your gutters clean and call the gutter professionals. I have been specializing in gutter installation and protection since 1996 and invite you to call me at 246-8550 for a free estimate or visit us at dinosraingutters.com. That number again is 246-8550, Dino's Rain Gutters, your gutter professional.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in North State. And our friends, yeah, not only Reading, but Anderson, Cottonwood, outskirts of Red Bluff, city of Shasta Lake. You know, we reach out there. We were on the lake a while ago, and we could hear us out there, too, down there by the Bridge Bay, and all the way down to Corning. So we're covering a lot more than just the Reading area. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It was a dispatch from the U.S. Forest Service. And they did a news release about a recent string of marijuana bust, and this is a direct quote. Okay, you ready? And I got this out of Bruce Ross's blog, but he got it right from the release from the U.S. Forest Service. During the raid, a U.S. Forest K-9 team located Godre Almonte Hernandez, a displaced foreign traveler from Michoacan, Mexico, who tried to flee the area and hide while officers were performing entry into the marijuana garden. A displaced foreign traveler. You know, as Ross said, and Bruce has got a, you know, it's wicked here, but a displaced, it makes it sound like he meant to go to Disneyland, got lost, ended up in a pot plantation in the woods south of Hayfork. And by the way, next week I'm going on a tour of the pot plantations of Hayfork, and we're going to come back and be able to report on that, just what exactly is going on up there. And, you know, I'm talking about the medical marijuana that, you know, that came up as far as taxing that and what happened with that. Missy MacArthur brought it up just for discussion, as she said, and then we're going to talk about the recreational marijuana. But now down in Oakland, they're talking about pot plantations. So, you know, that's, you know, about selling permits where you can, like, warehouse the marijuana. And it kind of takes the, you know, the small grower out of this. I don't know. You know, again, what happened to the small businessman, Bad Bob? Here we are, you know, that, you know, small businessman used to be able to grow their 44 plants or 844 plants or something like that. And now we're talking about warehousing it. And, you know,
there's gold in them Bar Hills.
Well, there's, yeah, green gold. Okay, one other thing is that pot garden bust could break record. And it looks like the North State has pulled nearly 300,000 marijuana plants have been pulled from illegal gardens. No, I've just, you know, this is just too good to let go on this, is that a displaced foreign traveler is not an illegal alien anymore. They're not a undocumented immigrant. They're a displaced foreign traveler. I don't know, Bob. There is just something that just, you know, we're gonna turn this loose. I, you know, it used to, I'm sure when I first came on radio, you know, such a vast, you know, time ago, within the last 2 years, we didn't talk about this. I mean, this just wasn't a subject. And we're going to talk more about this, you know, because it was addressed last night at the city council. We won't spend a lot of time on that. We're going to be talking about the other things that happened at the city council. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring back our business of the day that we spotlight. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Price is important. But even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely.
Use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today, 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Cherry Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
Have you been thinking of solar a closer look? The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
There's big savings this month at NAPA, and big news. After 30 years in business, Ben of Franklin Auto Parts is retiring, and your locally owned NAPA store has bought the business. NAPA will move from the current Churn Creek location July 19th to the former Franklin's building across from the post office on Churn Creek. Thanks for keeping it local, Ben, and enjoy all the good stuff during your...
A balmy 97 today. You know, if it's under 100, it's balmy. I'm not too sure what we should do out there, you know. So, you know, perhaps, put on a light sweater when you go out today. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellites. B&T Satellites located out on Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley, 82nd Airborne veteran, has been in the business since 1985. They've been serving our local customers since then. He brings in Dish Network. He brings in home theater systems. He brings in surround sound. He does a great job. He's a local, and he is a supporter of our community. B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley. It's off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. The phone lines there are 244-1988. You know, we try to spotlight businesses two or three times a week. And today, we're spotlighting another business we have not had on before. And
drive passengers in our 14-passenger GMC van back and forth between Redding and the Sacramento Airport.
Okay. And how many times a day then?
Three times a day.
Yeah. And you offer people round trip fares and also one way fares.
Yes.
And they're in pick off and drop off. Now your prices for that are.
For one way is $55, and then for round trip would be $95.
$95. Okay. So if you want to go down to Sacramento Airport and you're going to be gone 4 or 5 days and they're charging you even, I think, in the cheap lot, $12 or $13, and there's, you know, that you can save money because of the cost of gas and not even having to park, because that sometimes and waiting for a bus is a real pain down there. So then you drive from door, pick up at the door?
We pick up in Redding, contemplating changing that actually to 4:45. So we get a lot of demand, and we try to fit that need. So, but our definite time is 9 a.m. That gets you to the airport by 11:15, and there's flights that start at 12:20 p.m.
Okay,
those are great for that. Shuttle's great for those flights or later. And the shuttle comes back at 2 p.m. from Sacramento every day, and then we go down again at 5 p.m. in the evening for the red eye flights, things like that. And it returns from Sacramento at 10:30 p.m.
Okay, so your first flight or your first shuttle goes down at
Early in the morning. Yeah.
I know in other places I've lived in the United States that there's shuttles everywhere that take you places. Coming into Atlanta, you can grab a shuttle that takes you up to Chattanooga, you know, Nashville, and all, or not Nashville, but to Chattanooga, and anything within 2.5-3 hours. And there is just a huge demand for it. So what do you find in here in Redding?
Well, when we did our research, we found that in the top part of Northern California.
Okay. Now, are you a Redding native?
A Bay Area native. Been here since 1991.
Well, that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
So the first-class shuttle, you just sitting down one day having a beer and thinking, hey, you know, I'm tired of driving down there, and I don't want to catch the flight because that adds, if you had a flight out of Redding, it adds another $225 probably from here to wherever you're going.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a business consultant by trade, and I travel around North America, and I do that twice a month. And that began to be one of those things where I was like, you know, I don't really enjoy the drive myself, but yet it saves me money to fly out of Sacramento. Why isn't there a shuttle? My partner had the same sort of experience traveling back and forth to go pick up family, drop family off, that sort of thing. And he started doing research, and we decided to go for it and put it in play. And it's been a long year, this first year, but we feel like it's moving in the right direction, and we're getting a lot of
interesting connections, because especially if you're on some kind of time schedule. And so you end up driving down there anyway. That doesn't happen all the time, but it's happened to us like, you know, probably 35% of the time.
I've gotten stuck in San Francisco 3 times late in the evening and had to rent a car and drive home, get home, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Yeah. It's no fun. So Sacramento's easier. There's less delays, things like that.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay, Eric, how many people would you say you average a month going down there?
We average about 25 a day.
Oh, 25 a day?
Yeah.
Really, that many?
Yeah, 20 to 25. So if we can get, I didn't do the math, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, 25 a day is more than I thought.
You know? Oh, okay.
I would think that it would be, I don't know why, I just thought it would be less than that. But that looks like, seems like it's a good start.
We have capacity for 90 a day.
Okay.
But we'd like to be around 40, 45 a day.
To
$80 round trip per person for 2 to 3 passengers that are traveling together. So if you wanted to buy a group of 3 tickets to 5 tickets, you know, you can save money.
Okay, but say that I fly out of Sacramento, mm-hmm. You know, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And I can buy, okay, I want to buy 5 tickets. Oh, I see.
You'll get
okay,
a group rate.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see. It doesn't mean that we have to have different people.
That's
that
right.
Group rate is for me, then.
If you
okay.
want to do it that way. Yeah. You want to pay for a bulk, you know, buy Costco size package. Yep.
Yeah. We don't talk about Costco here.
Sorry.
We talk local. So. Okay. Well, you know what? Thanks a lot, Eric.
Absolutely.
Is,
thank
first
you.
First class shuttle. And I've heard good things about it, and
yeah.
You know, we haven't been traveling out of there for a while. But I tell you what, there's been times that, you know, just trying to find the right spot, and now you're rushing,
just leaving them there for extended periods of time, and this is, gives them some peace of mind to know that they're safe. So we have lots of testimonials on the website, and it's firstclassshuttle.net.
Okay, and phone numbers?
530-605-0137.
Okay, firstclassshuttle.net,
yep.
And if you can, you want to send an email, it's info@firstclassshuttle.net.
Yes.
Eric Vickery, thanks a lot for stopping by today.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's your local business, and we want local businesses to do well.
Thank you.
And it also can be very helpful. Okay, thanks a lot. You know, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk about the city council and what happened last night. Every time we have a city council meeting, we've got our correspondent that's going to be there, and he's going to come in and discuss what happened. So if you can't make it there, and you know, the usually it'll appear, part of it will appear in the paper. If it's a contentious issue, it'll be on the TV. But watching the news offers to make concessions, and then the city's answer to that, the city council divided. The police were all united on this, you know, people that were talking, but these are all things we're going to talk about when we get back, and also talking about the, taxing medical marijuana and what happened in the discussion on that. That was another clearly passionate item, and we won't spend as much time as we will about on the other items that went on last night. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. For better or worse, financial history is being made today as President Obama signs into law a major overhaul of the rules that govern how Wall Street does business just a year ago. American's rival, US Air, turned a $279 million profit. United Technologies, which makes jet engines and helicopters, saw its profits jump 14%. Morgan Stanley's income rose more than $1.5 billion. Coca-Cola's earnings fizzed up 16%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about how hot he is.
Let's talk about something else.
I'm talking about the summer heat, Mike. It's tough on cars.
Right. What do you recommend?
Well, right now you can buy four Goodyear, Continental, Yokohama, Hankook, or Pirelli tires and get a $100 cash rebate. How about that, Mike?
All right. That is hot.
Told you. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 8/31/10.
Very cool.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites. A classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
We get questions. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The caller said, my insurance company wants to write the estimate and give me a check for the dent in my car. How can I be sure it's enough? What if you find more damage? Well, the first thing you need to do is bring the car and the estimate to Coachmaster. We will compare the damage to the estimate and be sure it is adequate. If we find it is not, we will contact the repair with the insurance company's obligation to you. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Honey, who does our car insurance?
State Farm.
And what about our house?
State Farm, too.
And what about our life insurance?
Why do you ask?
Well, I've got something to tell you.
Bringing new life into the world is one of many great reasons to talk about life insurance. So contact your State Farm agent today.
In our 1460 Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning. It is now 71 degrees. It's going to get up to 97, 98 today. Under 100, so that's good news. Linda's on assignment today. She'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and cheerful. We need that. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. One of the things that we have, we have our correspondent, I guess you'd call him, except he's a friend, and he's very interested in what's going on, of course, in our city. James Fawson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Carl?
Hey, you know, we're doing good. We're doing well. James and I sat relatively close last night to the together during the city council meeting, and I was surrounded by blue people, people in blue.
Well, those officers do a great job of packing that conference hall.
Yeah, I tell you what, and there were some contentious issues last night, and we had made just quickly. The medical marijuana issue. You want to summarize that for everybody?
You know, for me, when I heard that and I saw that coming up, there was a little confusion as it started as to what the real issue was. And they were talking about the Proposition 19 and the legalization of recreational use. But the real heart of the issue was the actual taxing of medical marijuana here in Shasta County.
And which can be done through, I guess, a loophole, or not a loophole, but the way that the law is written, that you can do this.
Apparently so. And you know, that was brought before the council almost as a discussion as opposed to an actual vote or an action by the council. And to say it was passionate was an understatement. It really brought out a lot of people that felt passionately, surprisingly, on both ways on this.
Well, you know, what Missy MacArthur was saying was And you're right. You know, it was medicinal marijuana they were talking about at first, but then it got started with the proposition, whatever that is, proposition that it helps people. I also know that it's being abused and medicinal, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about making it a recreational drug, a recreational source of happiness, just like it's cigarettes and beer and wine and all these things. So if you're going to do that, tax it. But what she was talking about, if I understand right, and what was brought up, was the fact that if they do pass it, it's going to be up to the county and the cities to make their own laws.
Right. Apparently, even with the passing of this, if it's passed, of course, is that it will be up to the cities and the counties to implement it. You'll be able to use it recreationally. You will not be able to sell it or buy it or make a business out of it without the consent of the city and the county. Got pulled back to the issue at hand, which was actually taxing the medical marijuana that's being sold throughout the city.
And this would get into the passion about it. People are talking about how it helps them, how it's better, you know, how can you tax this without taxing Vicodin and Percocets and things going across the pharmacy counters.
Well, and there was so much of that, and I think people were concerned on what the tax dollars were going to go for and how they're going to be used if it was taxed, and with the budget crunch that the city's going through, a lot of people felt passionate that if this medical marijuana is taxed, that it does need to go to specific needs within the city, and they were law enforcement and healthcare.
But what we found out is, though, is if you're going to make it go to a specific area, and this is something I didn't realize, if you say you want the tax dollars to go to a specific agency like the police or first responders, it takes a two-thirds majority in the voting. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Everybody knows that Acura cars and SUVs have a reputation for quality, reliability, and exceptional engineering. That's why buying a certified pre-owned Acura is such an easy decision. And it's even easier during the Engineer to Last sales event. Right now, you'll find exceptional savings on every certified pre-owned Acura, including 1.9% APR for well-qualified customers. Visit your local Acura dealer or at
46 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So you were at the city council last night, Charles?
Yes, I was... I was at the city council, black-shirted individuals behind me.
Well, I think they were blue-shirted, but okay, I know what you mean.
No, the shirts were all black. All the RPOA shirts were black, I believe.
Well, anyway, so what's your take on this, Charles?
I'm trying to find a good enough word to describe it in terms of.
Well, make sure it's a word I don't have to.
No. And that, I mean, it's sort of, if the money run, you know, what if the money's not there to satisfy the demands of the extension, then what?
No,
I mean, if the money's not there, the money's not there, and economic conditions are changing faster than we're able to react to them. But you say that in an atmosphere like that, and you have to check your brakes to see if, you know, to see if the lines are okay.
No, you know what? You know, Charles, I know you're exaggerating on this one, but there was a lot of passion. We're gonna talk about this right now. So, Charles, thank you so much for your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, James, what Charles is talking about, of course, is the concessions the police offered, or the Officers Association, the managers, Police Managers Association. And last night was almost a first. We had a public union meeting, I guess, or a bargaining meeting.
Well, whether it was actually negotiations or not, many felt it was, and that they were out there. My personal take on it is that as many times as this can come up, I think it's good for the city and good for the unions to get the dialogue going trying to find something common.
Well, now, okay, and in case people don't know exactly what we're talking about, the city's in the midst of negotiation, as has been for a couple years now, with the police union to cut back on the amount of money the city has to pay into the retirement fund. Just a big thing, because it's costing the city $100 million a year in health benefits. And as Patrick Jones said, we're in a huge recession. People are losing their homes, their cars, their jobs, everything. And we're arguing about how much of a raise should go to the police when Social Security is not getting a raise and military retirees aren't getting a raise, or cost of living raise. The police, if I understand right, says that, hey, look, we're offering this up. All we want you to do is extend the contract for a year.
Correct, and I think
yesterday said we will accept your concessions and we will welcome them, but we do not want to extend your contract a year. That means we're just kicking it down the road, and we don't know what's going to happen. We know right now what kind of shape we're in, and they don't see it getting any better. They want to be able to renegotiate next year.
Well, that's the real thing for me that I noticed. I think right. The city is fully aware that not much is going to change around here in the next 12 to 18 months, and they want that freedom and ability to affect these contracts the way we need to have them done.
You know, one of the things on you get what you pay for.
Absolutely. I thought that was a great a great voice he had up there, and he asked, you know, posed the question, what am I worth? And what am I worth here right now as we're discussing this topic? And what am I worth when it's your family, your loved ones, your home, and you need me? His point being that he may be worth a lot more at that point than he is during these negotiations.
Yeah, but how much is a doctor worth? How much is an ambulance driver worth when you need him, when you're laying on the ground?
Millions.
You know, he's a and you know, we want to bring out Bill Parts, and I was thinking this yesterday because he's a veteran, and you know, God bless him, he's a veteran, he's, you know, we honor him, but he's been over in Iraq and was in the service for 6 years. You know, the question is that he was in combat, I assume, over there, like you know, most people that go to Iraq are, they're in combat. How much was he worth then to protect us? You know, we get into the, you know, we start talking about this, is that you want to make the right decision. You know, then you get into how, obviously, he kicks in a door to save somebody's life, and then you can't pay him enough, right? So, but how far can the city go?
I think we'll find out how much they're worth as these officers start shopping for employment in other counties and other cities. I think those cities will tell us what they're worth. As they take these fully trained officers, because I don't believe these officers are going to take all these reductions and concessions without shopping for jobs elsewhere. And I think that's where we get hurt the worst.
Well, okay, we got to take a quick break here when we come back. James, we're talking about police officers that are making a very decent living here.
Comparably.
I mean, so... You know, when we talk about that, we've got to look at that, too. When we say that they may leave, the question is how much we pay and how much we can afford to pay. And Ken, is there a way that the city and the police can get together here so that we, you know, so there's some kind of a situation that helps the people and it's not based strictly on money? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR, sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Acura cars and SUVs are engineered to amaze. They're engineered to perform. But most of all, they're engineered to last, which makes buying a certified pre-owned Acura an easy decision. And during the Engineered to Last sales event, you'll find exceptional offers on every certified pre-owned Acura, including 1.9% APR for well-qualified customers. Visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Offer ends August 3rd, 2010. See dealer for details.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:56 in the morning. It is 73 degrees. It's going to hit 97, 98 today. Under 100, we hope. Our guest is James Fawson, who is not really a guest since he's kind of now he's become a member of our family here because he's going to be looking at the city council every time it meets and comes in, and we're going to talk about it so that you all can hear what happened because, you know, it's difficult to get down there a lot of times and it gets crowded, so we're going to try and talk about it and bring it to you as fairly as we possibly can just to hear what happens. But let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. One thought I had is during the stock market crash and all this downturn in the economy, the private citizens lost 60% of their retirements. And now the unions, police officer and fire unions, are asking for the citizens that have lost their retirement to backflush their retirements. And this doesn't seem right to me.
I understand what you're saying is that, well, and I think Jones brought that up last night, is that many of our citizens have lost their jobs, lost, you know, we've got a 17% or higher, I think it's probably up in the 20s, actually, unemployment, yeah. That the cost of doing business and what we've done in the past is gone. So,
right.
So
and
the question
I
is,
you know, people have lost big time and to backflush these unions, and then I feel like Chicago, that we're like Chicago now when the unions are going to get their own candidates to run for office. So it seems incestuous, and it seems wrong to me.
Okay, Roberta, thank you so much for your comment.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was interesting because they're right. Chicago does. The unions pretty much control that.
Well, and to shop for a council member is I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It is interesting how they're asking people to run. In fact, we've got another one that just signed up. We'll find out what his name is, but that's another person entered the city council.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that person spoke last night.
He absolutely did, and his name is Don Kirk, and he wants to run for council. That brings it up to 12 or 13 people running now. I mean, but we don't know yet. You know, that's one of the reasons we haven't had anybody on yet. We're not going to know really till the first week in August who really is going to run. And Ken Murray, they've been calling Ken Murray, and Ken hasn't returned calls. So, you know, and the first time we asked him, Ken was pretty adamant about not. But last time we talked to Ken, Ken wasn't so adamant. So this is going to be interesting.
I'm sure there's a lot of people running for office that were adamant that they weren't going to.
Oh, yeah. I tell you. Okay. In our last, we got like 4 minutes here. What would you say? What was your overall thing? Oh, then you said afterwards it got into a fist fight between the city council.
It got a little edgy there a little bit, and there was some conversation between Ms. MacArthur and Dick Dickerson. Elected him, knowing that he was a retired police officer, and asked them to do their work.
Well, then does Missy have to recuse herself from Turtle Bay,
or medical, or
anything
any other?
Like that? Well, she does though. They do. They do recuse themselves from those things. So I'm not saying that Dick Dickerson should, because, you know, I don't know how long it was. But you've got a real good point. You know, when you elect these people, you know what their background is. Oh, and by the way, the most important thing is, how they voted last night.
Well,
we didn't talk about that.
Here's how they voted on the medical marijuana, and I have some notes on that. And all four of them, with the exception of Missy MacArthur, medical marijuana thing, for at least this time, is dead in the water.
Right.
There's not going to be anything moving forward with that. And for various different reasons, some didn't support taxing medical marijuana without taxing pharmacy.
Right. No, I agree with that. I think that's too difficult.
The extensions is where they're at.
So that's where it is. The police union has said, hey, look, we don't even have to offer these because, guess what, we're under a contract. But we are offering this to save four officer spots.
Right.
The city is saying, that's great. You know, you're not really, you know, losing this money because it's going into your health benefits, you know, that. So, and we are still paying, you know, I think he said for a sergeant, $40,000 a year. Did I hear that right?
Well, I think that was the starting pay, but I think the actual cost of the city.
I mean, the cost that they're paying
into the insurance. Yes.
Into the insurance area, it's like $40,000. I mean, I didn't know that, but. So that's where we were at, and they said, okay, we'll accept your concession, but we want to just leave it the way it is. We'll start our negotiations next year.
Right, and then Mayor Jones was adamant from the get-go with that they will, you know, have it to take the offer, but they want the right to negotiate.
And so Mayor Jones, Rick Bassetti, and Vice Mayor Missy MacArthur all voted in that by. And the
no one stayed for the wastewater.
Yeah, what happened there? You know, was there? Oh, I don't even at this point. Okay, James Fawson is going to be our city council guy. You know, I went last night just to kind of get the flavor of what was happening. I'm glad I did, but some of these are going to go to 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm more than happy for you to do that.
Well, I'm happy to do it as well, and I recommend anybody should at least go down there and see. You know, I call it the sausage making, but it has such an impact on how we live our lives here in Reading.
It absolutely does. Yeah. Our next segment, we're going to have Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Bonino will be here, be our guest. We're going to talk about a number of things that are going on with the District Attorney's Office. It's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Join us after the news.
KCNR Shasta, Reading.
To Ronald Reagan, the president will sign into law this new financial set of regulations, including restrictions on derivatives, the power to break up companies, and a new agency to protect consumers.
On mortgages, on credit cards, on college loans, on retirement accounts.
The president's chief economist, Austin Goolsbee. The Chamber of Commerce worries that the new Consumer Protection Agency could become
overly burdensome on non-financial businesses and within the marketplace.
The Chamber's Tom Quadman says hundreds of new regulations could end up slowing down the economy. Dave?
Mike, the head of the Fed heads to the Senate this afternoon. Ben Bernanke will face questions about fears of a slowing economic recovery. They're having a tea party in Washington.
They represent mainstream American people.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann among a dozen Republicans holding their first Tea Party caucus meeting today. Democrats are invited, but have mostly been critical of the Tea Party platform. He's been outspoken since he was ousted from office in scandal. Now ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich may not say anything at his trial. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's live inside the
federal corruption charges. Dave?
And Jennifer, a once big-time publishing exec jailed for scheming investors out of millions of dollars, will be set free. A federal judge ordering Conrad Black's release while she considers whether to overturn his fraud conviction of a couple years ago. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Was there work no one else wanted? People said, give it to Janet. Around the office, in fact, Janet was practically a catchphrase for the small stuff. You'd think she'd hate it. But what got passed to Janet stayed with Janet, and it got done. After a while, co-workers heard "Give it to Janet" coming from managers at higher and higher levels. Then along came a position that everyone wanted. And guess what senior management said? "Give it to Janet."
The U.S. is clamping down on North Korea to nuke its nukes.
We're seeking irreversible steps.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in South Korea announcing new nuclear sanctions on the North to get it to stop building weapons. Then there's the story of an Iranian nuclear scientist who disappeared in Saudi Arabia last year. Iran claims the U.S. captured him. The U.S. says he defected. Now he's back in Iran talking.
And yes, another twist. Iran now says Shahram Amiri collaborated with the CIA but changed his mind, returning to Tehran without the $5 million the CIA allegedly paid him. It appears Iran is trying its best to turn the Amiri tale into a propaganda coup and embarrass the CIA. The Fars report says his story will be made into an Iranian TV movie. Amiri has already made several appearances on YouTube with varying accounts of his disappearance. In the Middle East Bureau, Nina Donahue, Fox News Radio.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin may not have much opposition in his attempt to become West Virginia's newest senator in a special election this fall. The top Republican prospect to run, Congresswoman...
Since babies are often born with their mother's antibodies, it's been impossible to know for up to 18 months if the baby's infected. But a new test can tell if a newborn's antibodies are theirs or the mother's. Research also shows that the risk of infection could almost be eliminated if women take AIDS drugs during pregnancy. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, just before the big financial overhaul is signed in Washington, the Dow is up 2 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Linda's out on assignment today. She gets going. And so if you're going to send us an email, she is not here to get it. So what you need to do is just call us at 605-4567. You know, right now the temperature is 75. And they also have air-conditioned dining rooms. They have misters out there in the patio, and it's a great place. Food's great. Anselmo's is your destination of choice. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Sounds like we're in a cool town.
It is. You know, in fact, we've been telling people perhaps bring a light sweater with them today as they go about their duties, because it will be cooler.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, a little chilly. It's only going to be like 97 to 99 today. So, you know, breaks that. You know, but then again, in Reading, anything below 100 is considered a cold snap. This is the first time you've been on with us since the election.
That's correct.
And there's a lot of things going on in the district attorney's office. I mean, things just haven't stopped there.
Correct.
We talked about it a little bit earlier about... Things are
about that, because that is a major step in getting that justice center established firmly in Shasta County. And although this project has taken several months, we said we were going to get it up and running in the summer, and we've done that. And I anticipate that today or tomorrow a lease may be signed for a specific location within Shasta County to set up that center.
Okay, now the Family Justice Center is, for people that are not familiar with this, is a place where you're kind of consolidating all the departments. Is that correct?
Right. Well, what we're doing is we're taking all the services that are provided for victims of violent crime, and that includes elder abuse victims, child and adult sexual assault, child abuse, and domestic violence. We're taking those services and putting them into one location, or at least representatives of those agencies, in one location. So the victim doesn't have to travel all over the county to get those services. Instead, they'll go to one location. Essentially a receptionist that we're calling a navigator, who will evaluate that victim's needs and services and make services available. What they do is they give you money for the first year with a promise to give you money for the second year, assuming that you are moving forward. And we are doing so well that in September I'll be traveling with our traveling group to San Diego to present to other locations in California to encourage them and tell them how they can get such a center established in their community.
Now, the reason, the way I understand it, because we've had on a case,
Casey Gwynn.
I was thinking either Gwynn or Quinn. Okay, Casey Gwynn, who is the one that started this as the district attorney down in San Diego, if I remember right. And this thing has gone international. He's been on, he's been, you know, talking to the president, you know, and even bigger to Oprah Winfrey was on that. And so us being selected, or we here and Reading being selected, is really going to help us, because the Family Justice Center, the way I understand it, when people are having a lot of problems, they don't need to go out to like 15 or 16 different agencies and try to get their kids and themselves, because most of them don't have cars.
Likely to follow through with removing themselves from the violence that is in their home. So these centers have been shown to reduce the amount of family violence. They've enabled people to leave situations that are dangerous for their children or for themselves. And you're right, these centers have been established not just in the United States, but all over the world. I know Casey had just come back from Jordan and trying to establish a center in the Middle East, which is
quite an
accomplishment.
Good luck on that one. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
You still have time to shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank. Your chance to win $500 is extended to September 9th. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card, you'll be automatically entered into a drawing to win $500. The more you use it, the more chances you have to win. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? And win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. See official contest rules for more details.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Garage sales and all that stuff, they can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sensations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lock number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:14 and 20 seconds. It's going to be about 99 degrees today. It's currently 75, though. What the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito, and it's not just the Family Justice Center that's going on. We've got a
really unusual to get that from the Office of Traffic Safety. But this grant is really special, I think. We've done a great job improving the quality of the prosecutions on the misdemeanor DUIs, and in fact have reduced the number of people killed by about 40%. But with the felony DUIs, we needed that special prosecutor. And felony DUIs, just so you know, are those where the person has four or more DUIs in a 10-year period, or they've committed a DUI where somebody was injured or killed. I know four DUIs
in 10-year period.
That's how it becomes a felony, believe it or not. You get several. That's a four strike rule in DUIs, but that's by state law.
Do you find that you're going to have your license suspended, but people that are going to still continue to drive and drink? Is that what we find?
We find that when people have their license suspended, they continue to drive. Whether it's because of alcohol or because they didn't pay child support or whatever, it's whether it's work or shopping, instead of using the mass transit, the buses that we have.
I can understand the work thing, but, okay, going back to this, so you've got another, you've got a grant for the a prosecutor specifically for felony.
Yes, so there'll be a prosecutor specifically dedicated to do or prosecute the felony DUI cases, the ones that I described. But the other component, which I'm really excited about, is that we'll have a full-time investigator with my office who will be assisting that attorney in preparing those cases. And the reason that's significant is because most of the felony DUIs do involve some kind of traffic collision. So somebody's injured or killed. And oftentimes the defense at the last minute will come up with defenses of I wasn't driving or I drank after the collision. And when those arise on the eve of trial or in the middle of trial, it's very difficult for us to call on the law enforcement agencies to pull their patrol officers off the street to investigate these claims. So often,
especially if people are injured.
Yeah, but believe it or not, we've had these phantom drivers, these defenses, where somebody is in a collision and they claim some stranger drove by, saw they were injured and trapped, and said, you know, if you have this beer or whatever alcohol they have with them, this will make you feel a lot better. Here, chug, chug, chug. And then they drive off, taking the bottle with them. And when law enforcement and other witnesses show up, they don't claim that, of course, until trial. They never tell a police officer that or anybody else. Yes, there are those defenses, and sometimes jurors accept those. Doesn't happen very often anymore since we've had our misdemeanor specialist and we've been able to counter those defenses.
I'm sitting here just medicinal marijuana or marijuana. I mean, I shouldn't say medicinal marijuana, but just marijuana. Is there a rise in that in DUIs or do you know?
There is a rise, but not dramatic.
Okay.
I mean, we've had that. In fact, we just had a case that went to trial recently,
right,
where it was a marijuana DUI and there were some very severely injured young ladies in the other car.
Yeah, he fell asleep and under the influence of that. You know, but that's what, you know, people will say that in support of, oh, let's just do it. It's better than alcohol. You can smoke this in. But so that was just I was wondering if we'd seen it since it's become a lot easier to obtain.
Well, and we should make it clear, medicinal marijuana drives
a lot of times the types of prosecutions that go on because you are. This money is set aside specifically for that objective. And you can't use any of the money that you get on that grant for anything else, no matter how important it may be.
That's correct. And that's why, since I've been the district attorney, we only seek grants that fit into what we want to do. You know, DUIs obviously have been a big issue with me, and that's why we've gotten those grants. And the felony DUI grant already covers cases that we handle. I mean, obviously, we prosecute felony DUI cases. What this will do is allow that person to go to special trainings that are paid by the state and receive additional information so that we can improve the quality. And also, those cases will be focused and consolidated and given to that one prosecutor.
And
of course, the investigator part.
The investigator part, that's the big thing.
That's key because I really do have the best investigators out there, and they can find help. Investigators and they do a variety of things. They investigate all the welfare fraud, insurance fraud cases that occur in the county. They do consumer protection, child abduction. That's where somebody, you know, takes
right.
the child away. They're dedicated to a number of areas. Consumer protection is a big one.
Okay.
Illegal dumping. All
the,
of those. Things.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about rise in criminal activity. I mean, we're seeing things in the last month. Or month and a half on gangs and these, and what your take on this is. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Heather and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2148.
Enjoy local bands, fabulous food, and dancing under the stars. Seating begins at 6 p.m. and reservations are not required. The Cafe at Turtle Bay is located at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park at the foot of the Sundial Bridge. See you there.
Boomer Tech Radio is your source for the news and views on all things high tech, from major breakthroughs in the world of science to advice on the latest consumer electronics products, brought to you on KCNR by BMT Satellite, your dish network provider. How do you want your HDTV? Advanced Automotive of Reading, quality car care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas with Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 3 on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to that great cigar humidor they have, and pick out a couple. This is a great tobacco emporium, but it's also a great place to buy anything that has to do with coffee, tea, any of these. They sell their own beans. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They really support this community, and we can support them. Our guest today is Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito, and we've been talking about what's going on new with the in the county for the district attorney and the Family Justice Center, the grant for felony DUI, the signing of a contract with or approving a contract for the Family Justice Center. In the paper today, they're talking about gangs on the rise. What's your take on this?
Well, gangs have been a major threat to Shasta County for a long time. They made major incursions in our area in the early 90s, and we had drive-by shootings, etc. I mean, the fact that we do not have a strong gang presence here. And for years we've been told the gang members know that you stay outside of Shasta County. That is just recently, over the last month, is disappearing. And the gangs are now seeing Redding as and Shasta County as an area that they can move into.
Why?
I think there are a number of things going on. You have the police force being reduced tremendously, and they see a lot of turmoil there. They know that the chief is leaving. You know, obviously I'm leaving as well, and I think they see an opening. And the problem with gangs, and what we've learned from studying other areas, is once they're established, once they're rooted in the community, it is extremely difficult and almost impossible to get them out. And Shasta County's, I guess the thing we've been able to brag about is that we've never let them get rooted here. The police department's fighting them at every single opportunity.
Well, Chief Peter Hansen was on the show, and we talked about this also. And he said, you know, those incidents, they just converged, Sheriff, city police, the highway patrol on these gang members, and came down on them. And he believes that they know what's going on. As long as they can keep control of it. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the future, because shutting down, we're sending out signals, just like you said. We shut down one floor of the jail. We have become we've got 19 anywhere from 19 to 30 marijuana communes
collectives
here, collectives, or whatever you want to call it, medical marijuana pharmacies. Here we've got the, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's little gang things are starting to pop up. Even though one of the incidents was somebody being shot by accident, just of somebody that was affiliated, I think, with the gang, and they are not, they're you know, equal opportunity employers at the gangs that anybody can join.
No, gangs, anybody can join a gang. And I think what people don't realize is gangs are, the big, larger gangs are very, very well organized. And so they have plans for moving into areas. This is not just a group of three or four guys who want to call themselves gangs. We have those in Redding and Shasta County. We take care of those. Mm-hmm. It's the larger organized gangs that we are most concerned about.
Well, you know, and you're right. They are organized. I mean, they've all got plans, and you know they're looking up to the west of us, and they're looking around for all the marijuana plantations that are going on up there.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lori London. At any moment now, President Obama ushers in a new era as he signs into law sweeping financial reform.
Reversing decades of the big banks writing the rules for the rest of the country.
Heather Booth with Americans for Financial Reform. The plan gives the feds new power to monitor loans and regulate derivatives. Opponents say it's too much government.
We have estimated that there are over 530 new regulations that are going to have to come into being.
Tom Quadman with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But without it, White House Economic Advisor Austin Goolby says we risk another meltdown.
It's just that where we are is you must put out the fire and then you must rebuild the house. The fire was massive, biggest fire.
We're committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal. Please be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, so if you're sending her emails, she's probably having a good time with them, but she's not here to tell me what they are. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito, and this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, right off Airport Road, the place where you see all those little satellite dishes. Doug Tooley, the owner there, is doing a dish satellite, has all types of good deals for you. Puts in great sound systems, puts in your home theater systems. He's a veteran of 82nd Airborne, and they've been serving local customers since 1985. His phone number there is 244-1988. Go drop by, see him, support our sponsors. Tell them that you heard it here on Free Fire Radio, right off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. Jerry, you've got other good news, too, as new digs.
We are extremely excited. We're going to be moving in here. Blackman Construction and some others have been working on it, and it looks beautiful. We gave the Board of Supervisors a tour yesterday. It's fantastic, and we're very excited because we are currently in easily the worst building that the county has. The maintenance folks call it the Westminster. What do they call that? That mystery house in San Jose.
Oh, the Winchester
Mystery House.
Yeah, Mystery House. Yeah, that's like what it has doors that open up to walls. And
that would be us. That, yes,
so somebody told me that down in your corridors there that you've got files on things that go back for years.
60s, 70s, yes. We have doors that open.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All of our supplies, even some offices, are in the hallways. It is extremely crowded. We'll be glad to be out of there. And we do have a door that opens on the second floor that would go just drop to the parking lot. There are no stairs. Obviously, it's been sealed, so nobody would...
Well, you know, I think Les Melberg. And,
yes.
And these offices are so much nicer than what they had also. More room, more ability to help our veterans right here in Shasta County. And that was we were there for the ribbon cutting yesterday, and that was well received by the veterans here and really needed.
Right, and what's great, when we do have our open house and people are able to go into the building, you'll see it's not extravagant. We had a $5 million budget that the county had $5 million set aside, and we stayed within that budget. And we actually were able to get that project done early because we weren't supposed to move in until October. And the beautiful thing is the building is already owned by the county. The $5 million was money that was set aside by the county for capital improvement. So there is nothing owed on that building. I mean, it is just, it was a tremendous project for the board to engage in, and it will benefit the citizens for a very long time. And the added bonus is that the building we're currently in is slated for the new courthouse. You're going to change subject? Now,
yeah.
Linda wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
would she?
No.
No, that's fine.
Linda can do anything she wants. And you know, and once I discovered the secret, Bad Bob told me the secret, is find out what women want and give it to them. And then that way you just kind of avoid, you know, later on doing it, but, you know, being, you know, it's never mind. Let's just go on with this one. Shasta County is setting a record for the amount of pot plants. you know, we keep pulling out 900,000 a year, and we keep setting a new record the next year. Why is this? If we're taking out 900,000 this year, is it because there's 12 million out there and we're just finding more each year?
Oh, well, you'll have to talk to the sheriff about that because his department is the one that is leading that charge, and they're doing a great job pulling up as many plants as they can. I think the problem is that the volume is so great. We're probably just scratching the surface, getting those plants out. And I can tell you,
Monte Hernandez, a displaced foreign traveler from Mexico, was caught. I guess he's not a grower. He was just somebody that made the wrong turn on I-5 and ended up there south of Hayfork somehow, lost, scared, and thought he was trying to find Legoland. But somehow ended up in a pot plantation. They displaced foreign traveler. That's what they said. That was the news release. You know what? You got to go with that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The federal government hopefully will. Well, they used to prosecute those cases, and then the new administration decided that we did not need to prosecute medicinal marijuana, and
right.
Of course that bleeds into the growers of marijuana as well.
And receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, RER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool?
An insurance adjuster called me about a problem repair. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We have a car that was repaired after a collision and the owner is complaining. Would you check it out for us? The owner had been on a trip to Southern California when the car was involved in a front-end collision. It was not drivable, and he had it repaired in Los Angeles. He complained. It made a loud popping noise on turns. We decided to do some figure eights in our parking lot to see if we could duplicate the noise. On the second turn, the steering wheel came loose at the shaft. Luckily, we were only going about 5 miles per hour when total steering control was lost. I thought of the high mountain passes he had to go through to get back home to Redding. He and his family must have had a guardian angel holding the steering together, because the one crucial bolt it needed had not been replaced. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
They don't have gel. They don't even have hair dryers. Why should they? anything they do, they give you great haircuts, great prices. It's a great place to go in and just enjoy the ambiance. They do great work. They take care of their customers. They think of them as their friends. That's Cypress Square, a barbershop right off Athens. Okay, Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito here. In the papers lately, it's been a couple of cases where the judges have turned people, it appears that they've turned people loose. One of them was a 22-year-old that he has been not showing up for his probation hearings. He's not taking his drug testing. It's been out there several times, and finally they said, you know, put him away for a couple of years, and the judge chose not to do that. The other one was a, from what I read, was a convicted felony child molester. That I'm not sure if
that we don't system means that we don't feel like we can do anything more for them here, and their conduct warrants going off to state prison. We also know that if we try to put them in jail here, there simply isn't any room in the jail. When we go in and we argue very strongly for a prison sentence and probation recommends it and the judge doesn't impose it, it becomes very frustrating for us because we have to try to explain to victims, if there are any involved, why the judge might have done that. We don't always know exactly what the judge is thinking or why the judge chose that particular sentence. And we just simply, from my standpoint, we have to respect the fact that it's the judge's job to impose the sentence. It's our job to advocate or recommend a certain sentence. These are ones that we are comfortable with. But it does happen on occasion where we're just shocked. We're as surprised as anybody else at the particular sentence.
I was really surprised about the guy that was found guilty. I mean, felony child assault, I think he was called. And then even his psychologist says this guy's explanation was bizarre and rambling, that he's an emerging pedophile. And, you know, to keep going, I'm thinking to myself, what does it mean, an emerging pedophile? Are you going to wait till he takes the next huge step? I mean, what's the difference between an emerging pedophile and a pedophile? I'm not sure on this. And why this person's not in jail, or if he is in jail, we need to
find
out about that.
Emerging pedophile means that he's right on the verge, and we need to do something to hit that person hard to keep them from being out in the community and accessing, you know, our children. I agree with you. I don't think we wait.
I'm not sure about that. And, you know, I can't imagine turning somebody loose that they found guilty of this. Three felony counts.
Yeah, and like I said, sometimes we walk away scratching our head trying to figure out why a judge imposed a particular sentence. But like I said, I'm going to revise that. Probably 9 out of 10, 90% of the time, we're happy with the sentences, not 99.
Right.
But, most of the time, the sentences are going to be acceptable to us. And when we sense that we're having difficulty getting the what we consider to be an appropriate sentence, we then will go back and restructure our plea arrangements to restrict what options the judge has, because we have the ability to do that if the defendant pleads guilty. Now, if they go to trial, the judge can impose any sentence that the judge feels is appropriate. Right.
Do you ever have stricter sentences than you thought was going to happen? They come down harder?
We've had that happen, too.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining. On certain things, I imagine that something just, even no matter how fair, I think there's two or three people you just don't mess with. One is a judge when you're in front of him for sentencing that you go at him. And at least one other is the person that serves you food in a restaurant. You never want to upset them too much. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Hi, it's Senior Savings Wednesday at Reading Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road. The Shasta Center merchants, along with Kubler's Furniture, are honoring all of our seniors 55 and older with special savings and discounts on everything in the center. From the unsurpassed audiologists at the Beltone Hearing Center, Susie's Shop on the Corner Fashions, to the gentle, caring environment at Rio's Medical Clinic. Plus free hearing tests, just to name a few. Seniors will receive 10% or more off on food, services, and merchandise from the participating merchants. So come join us for the savings at the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road every Wednesday.
I'm Dr. Nancy Eklund. Recently, I referred police officer Will Williams to Dr. Leonard Newman for a LASIK procedure. Will's glowing report is typical.
Well, Dr. Newman was fantastic. His staff was even better. It was fantastic. They were professional. They were courteous. They were on time. It was really amazing to me when I walked out the doors and I could see a street sign, I don't know, I'm guessing 100 yards away, and I could actually read it. I was awestruck. I just wanted to soak in everything. Everything just seemed to have a whole new brilliance for me. I couldn't stop thinking this is the best thing in the world. How come it took me so long to do it?
What's holding you back? Dr. Newman has a proven track record of over 50,000 corrective eye surgeries. To see if LASIK vision correction is right for you or to schedule a LASIK procedure, call Nancy Eklund Eye Care at 223-4300. That's 223-4300.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. Jerry, what's the future for you?
Well, I plan on staying in office to the end of my term, which is the end of this year, for a number of reasons. One, we already talked about some key projects that we're working on, such as moving into the new building. We've got the DUI prosecutor and the Family Justice Center. And I've invested a lot of time and effort into those projects, and I want to see them as far as I can to make sure that they are run well and make sure they're established for this community. I still love this community, and I want to make sure that that we get the best for that community. So my intentions are to stay
until the end of your term.
Stay to the end of the term, which is essentially the end of the calendar year.
Right.
Obviously I have to find another job, and if I were to find a job that conflicts or prevents me from completing this job, then obviously I would have to step down because my family comes first and I have to be able to support
that.
Them.
But right now you're just planning on staying to the end of your term. You want to finish out a lot of the projects that you've started.
Yes. There's a lot of work ahead. And I told my staff that within a couple days of the election. I called them in and said I would be taking a little bit more time off during the summer while my family are home from school, etc. And then once the fall hits, it'll be back to business as usual.
Yeah, well, this is the time when you can take off time. Everybody tries to do that. So
right.
A lot of things going on, in the district attorney's office. What do you see in the future here in the next 6 months as far as what's going on with the district attorney's office?
Well, aside from those three projects, the other issue that I want to work on, and we've touched upon it today, is we want to make sure the gangs don't get established. I mean, it's the last thing, and I know I've talked to the chief about it. He is also adamant about fighting those gangs during his last few months. So, a message to the gangs would be that just because we're going to be leaving at the end of the year does not mean it's open season in Shasta County. We're still going to be fighting vigilantly to keep them from getting established in Shasta County so that when I pass over the office, this community will still be a safe community.
Do you see a community joining with the police department and the county to stand up to gangs?
Yes, this community has always been strong in standing up to gangs. That's been one of our strengths, hidden strengths, because in other community people run away from gangs. They tolerate what the gangs do. Here, citizens still come forward. They still will be witnesses. They'll still show up in court. And that is a strength that will help us and law enforcement keep those gangs from getting established here.
Do you support the idea of the community getting involved with calling kind of neighborhood watches, some kind of auxiliary for the police and the sheriff's department to with phones to not to get involved with something, but to be right. able to call?
To assist law enforcement, absolutely. I think one of the ways gangs get established is by citizens doing nothing, by tolerating the conduct. So as long as citizens remain involved and are willing to call the police and get the police involved, the police, regardless of the staff shortages, we all are going to make gang suppression a priority. We're just going to do it. What I hate to see is, for instance, the police department, the Reading Police Department, being cut in other areas that also decrease the quality of life because they're not able to respond to those crimes.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting here over the next couple months when we're talking about this because the financial situation is not going to get any better. You know, how much can privatization help it? But even if you said tomorrow that we want to privatize two or three different areas, it's not going to start tomorrow. It's going to have to take some time out. The assessor is dropping the values of homes dramatically. Every one of them, almost every one of the homes that are you know, beyond 1970 have been bought, is dropped in value tremendously. They said it's like $900 million less.
Well, I know we checked on ours, and ours has dropped dramatically over the last few years, which is unfortunate because that's the basis for some of the tax that comes
that's
in,
right.
and we rely upon that. We rely upon the property tax, sales tax, and, of course, grants, which is one of the reasons why we're so aggressive in going out and finding grants. If we can't get the money locally, then we need to go to the state and federal government to get that money so that we can continue to do the job we do.
And then the state's $20 billion in the hole, and they're coming back and taking money from the county and the cities. You know, this is just it's going to be interesting to see how all this is going to end up here.
You know, what was sad is on the vacation we took, we were traveling around California, and I was struck by how beautiful it was, how much water actually that I saw, great vineyards, agriculture. If you were to just drop into the state and look around, you would think this state has everything it needs to survive and survive well. And why we're not able to do it is a mystery to me.
Well, we do. We have everything here. We have smart people. We have the natural resources. We have the entrepreneurship. It's obviously that we're the legislators in Sacramento are spending much more than they're taking in. We're in this hole, and it's just not getting better because they're not changing their ideas on how they do things.
That's right.
And I don't know how that's going to change. We've got about a minute left here, Jerry. You know, I know you're going to be back on, you know, of course, before the end of the year. But any last thing you want to talk to people about here with that last minute to let them remember?
You know, all I can say is over the last 7 years, I've really, really enjoyed this job and being able to make a difference in the community. And I'm going to continue to do that all the way through the end of the year. And when the time comes to, you know, turn over the reins of the office, I want to make sure that it is in the best shape possible. And so it'll be an easy transition for my successor.
Okay. Well, we need to do that because, you know, it's our community. And where there's been sometimes consternation in the past in all levels, not just elections, but other things too, is that we need to remember it's our community that we're standing up for. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tomorrow we're talking about veterans issues with Bob Dunlap, and Friday we've got Dr. Doug McConnell that's going to be coming in here talking about healthcare systems, among many other things. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
There will be no more tax-funded bailouts, period.
President Obama just signing new rules for Wall Street into law moments ago. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, after recapping the problems we've all faced in the deepest recession since the Great Depression the past 2 years, the president said the reforms in this bill will make sure the dodgy financial practices won't hurt us again by ensuring that
everybody follows the same set of rules so that firms compete on price and quality, not on tricks, and not on tracks.
But he also says the job may not be done. President Obama adding they may still need to, in his words, make adjustments as the financial system adapts to changes. Lisa?
Rich California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa calls the new law a charade, saying the root causes of the financial meltdown are being ignored and that the future of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac left out of this law is unknown. The defense rests already.